Hey, Matt Pismuris, we learned yesterday this halakha that Matt Pismuris, someone has a pimple. It's causing him tsar. I don't know if this means a pimple in the sense of a pus pimple. Pus pimple is not that painful. I mean, something that's causing him tsar. It's hard to write in the Gemara how much tsar we're talking about. We're talking about a certain level of tsar. What? No, tsar, you know, if you leave it alone, it causes you pain. It sounds more like a blister than a pimple. Well, whatever it is, it's something that causes you tsar. And in order to resolve the tsar problem, you are going to... you want to break the pimple. So if you're talking about doing a malacha deraisa, lasis lopeh, so that's chayiv, that's obviously without matah deraisa. Like the menalecha potter. So Rashi says, the kaimalon potter umutal chatzila. Why? What is mapis morsa? Mapis morsa is a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. If you make a peh, then it's deraisa. If you're not making a peh, you just want to squeeze the pus out so it shouldn't hurt. So then it's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. You're making a hole in the pimple, but you're not doing it for the purposes of malacha d'oraisa, for the purpose of making a peh. You're doing it only to get the pus out. That's not called making a peh. Tosfos brings the malachis l'peh, the pesach has to be l'hachnas l'hayitzi, to be a peh. Making an opening is only deraisa if it's made to go in and go out. To be the Mishkan, where the doors were made to go in and out. So, lasis lopeh, you're just squeezing the pimple out, that's a derabon. That's malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So we started this sugya, I told you. There's davar shein miskaven, there's malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So on the board, right? Davar shein miskaven is when you don't want the maisa. Actually, the bottom part I erased. And malach shein tzricha l'gufa is when you don't want the tachlis. You want the mice, you don't want the tachlis. The example of the malach shein tzricha l'gufa is someone who digs a hole because he wants the earth. That's the malach shein tzricha l'gufa. He wants the digging of the hole. The mice he wants. But the tachlis, to have a hole, he doesn't want. Mapis morsa is the same thing as digging a hole because you want the earth. Mapis Morsa says you're making an opening just to get the pus out, but not for the air to go in. So that's the malachish in Tzricha L'gufa. It should be us. The chiddush of Mapis Morsa is that because it's a mokum tsar, we permit l'chatchila to squeeze out the pimple. The mokum tsar is tiru rabbanon, and therefore it's us. That is the chiddush of this din of Mapis Morsa. Now there are two issues that we have to deal with Mapis Morsa. One is an issue of halacha, and one is the lumdis, which Reb Chaim goes into. So first, I just would like to explain the halacha part, and then we'll get to Reb Chaim. As a matter of halacha, you have to know, general rule, if somebody is sick, what are you allowed to do with him on Shabbos? Someone's sick, it's a sakana, obviously you can do anything. It's not a sakana. It's not a sakana. What are you allowed to do for someone who's a real chayla? Not just on a headache. A real chayla. So what are you allowed to do? You have to ask that solo guy. No? Huh? What? Can you do any drop on them for a chayla? Not true. No. The rule is this. For a chayla, ayyadei guy, you can do anything. For a chayla. A guy can do anything for a chayla, period. Even aim by sakam. A yid can only do a drabanam bishino. A malacha drabanam with a shino is mutter for a chayla, if he's a real chayla, aim by sakam. Okay, if this is sakana saver, that's a separate discussion. If this is sakana to a limb, so then a drabanam is certainly mutter, even without a shino. If someone holds it, the rice is mutter. That's the rule, the regular rule of thumb for malacha for somebody who's sick. Okay, so in normal case, a person is a chayla, we only permit a drabon on a shinai. We don't allow to do a drabon on straight out. By Mapis Morsa, we have a new kula. You could do it Rabbanon straight out, and you're allowed to squeeze this pus pimple. You're allowed to squeeze the pimple, and that's Musa directly. The big question is. That's the question. The question is, how do you fit Mapis Morsa into the rules? Is Mapis Morsa a specific exception that Chazal said? He gave a specific exception for Mapis Morsa, and in any other case, you still have to go with the rules. Or is this a new rule? That in the case of Tsar, we permit Drabbanan without a Shina. Can we learn from Mapis Morsa to other cases? Is it a Din Prati, which is for Mapis Morsa alone? Chazal saw fit to be Mekel. Or is it a Din Klali, that we learn here a new Din, that anytime it's a case of Tsar, it's Mutter? What? Well, normally, if I had not learned Mapis Morsa, I would have said someone is in a lot of pain. He's not more cool than the Chayla. The Chayla needs a Rabbanu Meshina. So I would have said. Agamar is Mechadish Tah, Steph Mokim Saj, Rabbanu Omega. Question is, how far does this go? The Magen Avraham says that if somebody has boils on his skin, shchin, to scratch shchin, scratch boils, which will cause it to bleed, is aser on Shabbos. Because Agimari answers, hasam pakit v'akir, hacha pakit v'layakir. Agimari answers, you know why it's mutter? Because pus is not blood. Pus is standing in one spot. So Agimagin Avraham, from Agimari we see that If it would be blood, it would be awesome. Chari's right, looking for the Gemara. Huh? That if it would be blood, it would be awesome. If you squeeze a pimple, it's going to cause blood to come out. So then that's going to be awesome.
Not a secretion, sure that the blood
will come. Not a secretion, that blood will come. That's what Tezim Bagan Abra. What's the cash on that? What's the problem with that? What's the malacha in causing it to bleed? Right? What's the malacha causing something to bleed? So if he lost a shama, if he died, whatever it was. But l'chayra, it's also malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Someone scratches his boils. He's scratching it because it itches him. It's making him, he's got a scratch. Now it's going to bleed. Isn't that also malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? He doesn't want the blood. He doesn't want it to bleed. He just wants to scratch it. If you scratch it, it's secretion, it's going to bleed. So it's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. So why isn't that put to the malach and tzar? So for this Magen Avraham, it's mashma. The mapis morsa is a heter dafka by mapis morsa, and that's it. They will make a there, and that's it. And there's a second Magen Avraham, which is also mashma this way. If someone has a splinter on Shabbos, you allowed to take on a splinter on Shabbos? It's like a needle to remove a splinter. Is that mutter? So it depends. Magen Avraham says, if it's not for sure going to bleed, then what's the din? If you're not sure it's going to bleed, then what should be the din? Davishenim is kavan. It's not a psikresha. It's mutter l'chachelam. The davishenim is kavan. It's not a psikresha. So you'll have to take out a splinter if you're not sure it'll bleed. If you're sure it's going to bleed, so it's a psikresha, it's certainly going to bleed. And Magen Avraham says that it's aser. Why is it aser? Because it's a psikresha. It's a malach shei tzricha l'gufa, you don't want the blood. It should be mutter like mapis morsa is mutter. So again, we see the Magen Avraham holds that we don't use the mapis morsa heter in other cases. It's only by mapis morsa. This is what we see from the din of the Magen Avraham. Uh, The problem with this is that our Gemara is comparing Mappis Morsa. It's saying, if you're Matir Mappis Morsa, you should be Matir Dal Misulim too. That was the Maksha. The person who has the Kasha is, if Mappis Morsa likes the metal life as Mutter, the Makin Tsar, so to be Bayol and Mighty Dam, it's the Makin Mitzvah, it should have the same head to Makin Mitzvah as Makin Tsar, so it should also be Mutter. So our Gemara is comparing the two. Our Gemara is saying that you could learn things out of Mappis Morsa. Just say Mappis Morsa is Mutter, so to Dam Besulim should be Mutter. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So you see, the Gemara, at least in the Kasha, held that you could learn other things out of Mappis Morsa. Isn't that so? Is not Gemara learned other things out of Mappis Morsa? Our Gemara is Mashma. You could learn other things out of Mappis Morsa. The Mishnah Brura talks about a splinter in Shin Chav Ches in Zipkotten Hei Ches. He asked the Kasha on the Magen Avraham. Again, what did Magen Avraham say about a splinter? What did Magen Avraham say? That if it's a psikresha, it's Aser. It's a psikresha, it's Aser, right? I causes you tzar. So Mishnah Brura says, first he brings the Magen Avraham. Mutal litol hakaitz b'machat. You're allowed to take out a splinter with a needle. Vavad shizar shalo yaitzi dam. You have to be careful that you're not maitzi dam. So the chabura, if it's going to be maitzi dam, it's a chabura. After makalko makamakim asul lekuliyam. If it's certainly going to be maitzi dam, it's us. Va'afte b'shchin hitiru esed rabbanu mishum tzaira. I by shchin, by morsa. We are not here to do it esed rabbanu b'makim tzar. Hacha. But by a splinter, kiva de'efshir lahaytzi akaitz b'liyayt zahastan. Eim avar esed b'chdi. Since by a splinter, since it's possible to do it without being by tzidan. So we don't have the mapis morsa head. And at the bottom he writes, it will be so deep that you have to be mighty dam, it's mutter. So he says in the Sharatzim. Yitchav ba'im kayim, it's very deep. Dasu dumya de mapis morsa. So he says it's taka mutter. Not like the Pasha Samagin Avraham. So we see the Mishnah Brura does learn mapis morsa to other things, which fits in better with Agamara. Agamara is learning mapis morsa comparing to dam besulim. Now this is a gigantic difference, because according to Mishnah Brura, I mean, how much pain is a pimple already? I mean, I've had pimples, but I never had a pimple that, I mean, a certain amount of pain, it never, how can I explain how much pain it is? A certain amount of pain, it's not the worst pain that I have experienced. And like that's infection? Mishnah, what?
It's not also like an infection?
Therefore what?
It's
a real tzar. It's a real tzar, okay. So it's a real tzar. What we're saying is, according to Mishnah Brura, if you hold you can learn it out to other things, then we have a kula. Anytime a person has a lot of tzar, you're allowed to be either a drabbah. So Rav Maisha, in the Dibros Maisha, says that he doesn't know how to answer this question. Because he says, the halacha is that if you have a chaylo who can't fall asleep, it's us to blow out the candle. If he wants to fall asleep, if the light's on, the candle is burning. So it's us for a yid to blow out the candle to make someone fall asleep. Blowing out a candle is which malacha? Kibui. Kibui. And why I mentioned to you when we started, kibui, what's the tzrich l'guf of kibui? It's to make a coal. If you blow out a candle because you don't want it to burn, that's a malacha ain't tzrich l'guf. And the Mishkan, they pull things out to create charcoal. So if you blow it out just because you want it to be dark, there's a lashon tzrich l'gufa. So Ramesha says, for a chayla can't fall asleep, that's tzar. It's probably more tzar than a pimple. So Ramesha says from there, it's mashma, that we can learn other things out of mapis morsa. And yet, from Agamar, it's mashma, you could learn other things out of mapis morsa. So Ramesha says he doesn't know what the gedar hadavar is. when it's mutter, when it's aser, and he applies it to tzarachim. Which means, as a matter of practical halacha, we're not sure. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah says is mutter, I guess is mutter. It's in the Feish. But beyond that, to learn out Mappas Mursa is a difficult to know.
So I would just conclude that it's like the second way, that it's a specific discipline, that it's a specific din by Mursa.
Specific din by Mursa, because then we have a problem with Agamara. Agamara can pass Mursa. I don't know. You know, the shaila could come up frequently. You have a person who has a bad toothache. So can a Jewish dentist pull the tooth on Shabbos? What's he going to do? Is it cause it to bleed? Assuming it's not Shaitzrich HaLagofa. So if you learn how to map this one, you should have a head. I think there are countless cases where this could come up. So. Maybe, but not being able to fall asleep is
tired.
They're only matter of physical tire, but that stuffs you. That's not something you can do. Not a mental tire. At any rate, this is the halacha of Matthias Morse. And now let's get on to the Reb Chaim. Again, Mappis Mursa Lahitzi Mimena Leicha is Mutter. Why is Mappis Mursa Lahitzi Mimena Leicha Mutter? Mach Shein Tzricha Lekufa Mach Tzari Tiri. Okay, the Gemara has a second case which they were matter together with Mappis Mursa, and that's called Tzidas Nachash. There's a snake in the house which can cause a person tzar. Chazawa Matir closing the door on the snake and trapping it on Shabbos because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. What's the normal tzricha legufa of tzeda? What's the normal malacha of tzeda? Is you capture something, why? You want to eat it, you want to capture the animal. When you capture a snake, you don't want the snake, you just want the snake shouldn't bother you. So that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, closing the door on the snake. And it really should be Osir, because Mafshay Tzichel Gufa is Osir Midrabanan. But, the Mokim Tzari, Tiru's in the house, and it disrupts you. So, Chazal Matir, Tzidas Nachash. So, those two things say in the Gemara. Mappis Mursa and Tzidas Nachash. They're both similar in that they're both a Mokshay Tzichel Gufa, which is Patra of Osir. But, Mokim Tzari, he Tiru. It's disrupting you. You can't walk around your house. You're worried about it. Fly? No, that's not called tzar. Fly is not called tzar. A bee? It's a flare of a bee. Truth be is, bees don't bother people. Bees don't bother. Snakes bother people. Bees don't bother anybody. If you sit in the sukkah, that bee is not going to do anything to you. What happens is, somebody hits it, and then it stings. That's tzar. That's tzar. Okay, anyway, whatever. See, that's tzar. Now, back to our... back to our Gemara. You put it out before you have to do some shadow. Okay. Now, I have to ask you to remember. When we spoke about Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, it's a machlekes who and who? Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Right? Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. Reb Shimon holds the Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is Patur Abba Lasser. Reb Yehuda holds the Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayim. Okay, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? Malchus Shichel Gufa, we paskin Reb Shimon, except the Rambam. The Rambam paskins Malchus Shein Tzrichel Gufa is Chayim. The Rambam paskins Malchus Shein Tzrichel Gufa is Deraisa. I told you, how should you remember that? I told you a way to remember it, right? The story. The guy, right? The guy striking the match. A guy can say, "Well, I have the Rambam." Right? A guy who wants to do malach on Shabbos, he strikes a match. He doesn't need it. Moshe Tzichel Guf. I told you, a palm said a guy can be semach on the Rambam. What does that mean? It was like the Rambam. Moshe Tzichel Guf is malach deraisa. Because he doesn't need the same tachlis as with the Mishkan. That's not Shaytzich L'Guf. Now, the Rambam paskins B'lachi Shaytzich L'Guf B'Schayim. How should the Rambam paskin by Mappis Morsa? Mappis Morsa, squeezing a pimple to be mighty pas, should be in a Siddur Aisha like the Rambam. Right, so Moshe Tzuchel Guf, it should be Chayiv, right? Mokim Tzar, when I make on the Rises. Tzidas Nochash. Capture a snake. It's Moshe Tzuchel Guf. Like the Rambam, it should be the Rises. It shouldn't be Mokim Tzar. Maybe the Rambam has an option to
have the Rises.
There's no logic to that. If it's Be'etzim, if the Moshe Tzuchel Guf is Chayiv, to the Rises, so that it's a deraisa. More concerned with that matter, deraisa. If there were no pain, it would be deraisa. And if there is pain, it's still deraisa. The question is, are we matter more concerned? So it should be that the Rambam doesn't bring the heter of Mappis Mursa. And the problem that Reb Chaim comes to answer is that the Rambam does bring both Mappis Mursa and Sidas Nachash, Lahalacha. The Rambam is matir. And the question is, how could the Rambam be matir something which is like him at the Raisa? Welcome to that. This is the problem that Reb Chaim is not the first one to ask it, but the Reb Chaim is coming to try to answer. So Reb Chaim says an answer, which the words of the answer are very easy, and the logic of it is extremely difficult. The answer I can tell you in one sentence. The Rambam, the Reb Chaim says, why is the Rambam Mekel by Mappis Mursa and Tzidas Nachash? He holds that Mappis Mursa is a Dovr Shein of Miskaven, which is a Psik Reisha, the Lay Nichalei. He holds Mappis Mursa is a Dovr Shein of Miskaven, with a Psik Reisha, the Lay Nichalei. And the Rambam holds like the Aruch that we had in Tyson's Bava and Aruch. Aruch holds a Bava Shein Miskaven, which is a Psik Reisha, Lay Nichalei, is Mutal Hachila. So Mimela, the Rambam holds, you're allowed to be Mappis Mursa. This is the Dava Shein Miskaven, it's a Psik Reisha, Lay Nichalei, and it's Mursa. The words, very, very simple. The words are simple. Psik Reisha, Lay Nichalei, is Mursa. So if you hold Mappis Mursa, Psik Reisha, Lay Nichalei, is Mursa. Now, once you start thinking about it, it gets confusing, so don't start thinking yet. You have the words that he says. Right, when I started this sugya, I don't know how long ago it was, the first day I just told you a rule. There's something called Avashem Misgavin, there's something called Avashem Tzvichel Guf. I told you then that people get confused, which is Avashem Misgavin, and which is Avashem Tzvichel Guf. So right away at the beginning, we set it up. Avashem Misgavin is that what? You don't want the mice. What's the case of Avashem Misgavin? The original case is drinking a batch and making a charetz. You don't want the hole in the ground. Dabar Shem Miskaven is you don't want the maisa. Lakshay Tzricha Lagufa is you don't want Taitzah. But you do want the maisa. Just don't want the Taitzah. Such as Chayfe Guma Vein Tzarech El Alafra. You dig a hole and all you need is the earth. You want the maisa. You want to dig a hole. Just you want the earth. That's what we have. And that's basically the three things here. Right? Misasek was you not aware of it. Dabar Shein Miskaven is you don't want the Maisa. And Moshe Tzikuf is you want the Maisa, you don't want the Tachas. Now what is Mappis Mursa? What is Mappis Mursa? You're squeezing a pimple to take out the pus. You're making a path. You're making an opening. But you don't want, normally an opening has to be Lachnas or Lahaitzi to take in and take out. Here you don't want this opening to take anything in. You just want it to take the pus out. So that sounds like a Moshe Tzvichel Kufa. And Reb Chaim says that the Rambam holds as a Dabar Shein Miskaven. How does it become a Dabar Shein Miskaven? Dabar Shein Miskaven means you don't want the Maisa. Squeezing a pimple and being mighty past, you do want the Maisa. You do want the path. Very big problem. It's a problem. How is squeezing out a pimple Dabar Shein Miskaven? What does it mean, not mechaven? What does it mean? Not mechaven to make an opening? That's how you get the pus out, by making an opening. What do the words? The words mean. The words are very hard. So Reb Chaim has a long arichos to explain what he means. In that arichos that he explains, when I told you the other day, Reb Chaim Svara, the way of Sagratia works, that Akoch Chir Mechav, and that whole thing is in this Reb Chaim, which is in the Aruch, which is the way he explained it. It's very difficult for me to teach the Reb Chaim because I don't understand it. So it's very hard for me to sit here and explain the Reb Chaim. I can tell you the words he says, but it's quite confusing. If you want to sit down with Reb Chaim and figure it out, it's like a brain teaser. Reb Chaim is saying something, but it's a brain teaser the way he separates kavana and das. You know, consciousness and some kind, you know, however you want to translate it to English, you could look at it and try to figure it out. What I prefer to do is to tell you the stipler's terrors, how the stipler explains. The stipler is going also Reb Chaim, the Davar Shem Miskav. But he has an innovative way of explaining this, which is a big chiddush. But let's learn what the stipler says and. Take it or leave it, but the Stipler is saying a very nice thing. If you look at the Stipler, the Stipler has two explanations. This is the second one. The Stipler says that there are certain malachis, certain cases of malachis, which would not be a malacha in the first place if not for your machshava. It could be certain cases where a ma'isa malacha is only a ma'isa malacha because of your thoughts. And if it was not for your thoughts, it's not a malacha at all. And this group of things, which your machshava makes it a malacha, has its own rules. Now, let me give you an example. You'll see in the staple all those examples. But the best example to me is, it says in the Gemara, that if you break a splinter of wood off of you have a piece of wood, a table, a bench, you break off a small splinter. So the Gemara says if you do that in order to use as a toothpick, you're Abraham Akiva Patish. You're making a toothpick. You can't stick the bench to your mouth. You have to break off a small piece. You break off a small piece of wood the size of a toothpick, you're Abraham Akiva Patish. Easy. What happens if you have a person who's not interested in picking his teeth? He's sitting there, and he's bored. You know, sometimes you sit at a thing, especially if you're listening to a shiur or something, and you get a little bored, and he's fidgeting with the table, and he breaks off a little piece of wood. The same size as a toothpick, right? Would you say that he was over a makabe patish, just the tadav shein miskaven, but it's a psikresha? What should say? It was a tadav shein miskaven, it's a psikresha. But the stipler, no. A little scrap of wood is not a toothpick. Your machshava makes that into a malacha. So that if you're not thinking toothpick, then breaking a little piece of wood is not makabe patish. It can't be makabe patish if you're not thinking toothpick, it's not a toothpick. Even though it's a perfect size for a toothpick. But it's not. This case is the case that I understand the best, the chiddush of the stipler. You follow what the stipler is doing. He's saying that the case of breaking off a piece of wood, your machshava makes it a malacha. And if you have no machshava, then it's not a malacha. It's not making the patish. Sounds very logical. It's very mistaper. Maybe you're going to make a pot. You're creating a pot. That's making a patish, whether you want the pot or you don't want the pot. If you're bored in the middle of something and you make a pot, so out of clay, you know. So that's okay. It's okay with you. But in a case like this of breaking a thing off a toothpick, he says that's not your machshava makes it a malacha. If you don't have machshava, it's not a malacha. That's the thing. It's kilkul on the bench, but Makom Patish, we're talking about making the toothpick. And the making of the toothpick is a tikkun. So therefore, it's not a malacha at all. It's not a malacha at all. It might be sicy breaking the bench, but as far as Makabah Patish, it's not a Makabah Patish at all. He's not being over the Malach of Makabah Patish. Zero. There's no Makabah Patish, not a Malach. So how's this different than anything else? How's this different than drinking a bench or making a charetz? How's it different? So how's this different than making charetz?
For sure, of course,
anybody's mind. This one you could change to the final. Something like that. I mean, I think we could all understand it. We have to put it to exact words. It's tricky. I think we can all understand that if you see somebody fidgeting with a piece of wood and he breaks off a little piece of wood, that's not making a toothpick, unless it's machshava isra. Because, like, objectively, it's not a toothpick. Just look at it, stop, it's not a toothpick. If you're machshava, you think about it, then it's a toothpick. But if not, it's not a toothpick. This is the best example. I can go, charetz is a charetz. If someone drags a bench, he made a furrow in the earth. Nobody will say he didn't dig up the earth. The question is it a kilkel or a tickle or not? But he certainly dug up the earth.
It's like somebody dug up the earth and somebody took a splinter off.
But is every splinter called making a toothpick? Is that called you made a toothpick?
It
depends if you're a macaque or a macaque. But he certainly dug up the ground. He certainly did the ma'aseh melacha. And I wanted the ma'aseh melacha. He did the ma'aseh melacha. I break off a piece of wood. Now, it doesn't get better than this because the other examples are harder.
What if he just breaks it off?
Walks away, comes back from the plane, now he wants to use it. You're not using that. Then he can use it. It's all finished, whatever he did. Another example he gives, I mentioned to you the other day that there's something called mitzares. That if you take a pot that was never used, you heat it up, you cool it off, that's mitzaref. That hardens the kelim. Any piece of metal that you heat and then rapidly cool is mitzaref. So the stipler brings a case from the Rambam of a gechela shel matzis. There's a fire. The fire happens to be there's a piece of metal which is glowing, and the person doesn't want the fire in his house, so he quickly throws cold water on it and he puts it out. You see, Ibrahim Mitzaref, he just took metal, which was soft metal, and he hardened it. It was hot, and he threw cold water on it. Mitzaref. Now, it may be he wasn't mechaber for the tielos. He wasn't mechaber for that. That's the malach shenitzrich l'gufa. But is that a malach shenitzrich l'gufa? Now, what do you say? He threw cold water on a boiling metal. The reason he did it is because he didn't want a fire in his house. He has a blech. The fire got so big, the blech started to glow. He's afraid of a fire. He takes cold water and he throws it on the blech. So it's a brand new blech. He was mitzaref. He just hardened it. What did he just do? How would you categorize it?
It's
not a davar shein miskaven. And he meant to throw it. The ma'aseh he meant. Is the malach shein tzricha l'gufa? Malach shein tzricha l'gufa? Yes. Malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Because he didn't want the tachlis of hardening it. He wasn't thinking about it. You don't want that path. So it's the Malach Shein Tzichel Gufa. How does the Rambam pass him by Malach Shein Tzichel Gufa? It's Chayiv. And yet the Rambam says, if you have a Gachelas Shel Matzis, if you have a burning hot piece of metal, and you throw cold water, it's only the Rabbanim. Potter. Why? This type says the same thing. It says, Mitzarev, hardening metal, if you're thinking about hardening metal, then it's called a Malach. If you're not thinking about it, it's not called a malacha. The machshava makes it into a malacha, since it's something people are not usually thinking about. So therefore the machshava makes it into a malacha. You get the gist of what's going on here. He's saying there are cases where something is only a malacha because in your machshava you want it to be a malacha. What? Well, what he's saying is he's saying pshat in Reb Chaim's parents this way. But if it's Reb Chaim's lashon, I'm not sure. I don't think so. But he's saying mapis morse is the same thing. What does Reb Chaim say? It's a davar shein miskaven. He said, what do you mean it's a davar shein miskaven? You are mechaven for the maisa of getting the pus out. You are mechaven to get to make a pen. Zuck the stipler. No. If someone squeezes a pus pimple, how many people think about making a pad? It could be math or some lights. Maybe a doctor thinks of that. But a regular person squeezes pimples, he doesn't think about making a pad. Without the machshava, it's not a malacha. The machshava makes it into a malacha. If you don't think, if you squeeze a pimple, you're not thinking about making a pad, it's going to be matzah somaitzi. So it's one of the types of malachas where the machshava makes it into a malacha. Mainly without the machshava, it's not a malacha. So that's what the Rambam means. That mapis morsa, besides being a malach she'etzricha l'gufa, which our Gemara says, but the Rambam passed the malach she'etzricha l'skayim. So Rambam says, here it's part of why. Because be'etzem, your mashava has to make it into a malacha. If you're not thinking about it, it's not a malacha. That ain't a miskaven. That not thinking about it makes it into not being a malacha.
Why is it more like this case of a piece of wood than like hurts? Then people see, what do people see? People see make a malacha.
Piece of wood, you mean the splinter?
Splinter.
Of wood. It is like a splinter. What he's saying, squeezing out a pus pimple is like a splinter of wood.
So why is it more like that than making a hurt? People see what you're doing.
But what he's saying is, the people who look at someone squeezing a pus pimple, it doesn't dawn on them this Indian of air going in, air going out. Squeeze a pus pimple, squeeze a pus pimple. When I started talking about it here, most of the guys said, what? Yeah, you know, most people don't think about it that way.
And digging a hole,
just
to get dirt, people squeeze a hole.
Digging a hole to get a dirt is different. Everyone says you dig a hole. Squeezing a pus, not everyone says, what do you mean? You can let air in out, but he's making a Pesach lachmas light. People don't look at it that way. What? The case of so the Agamara, the Rambam is made, the Agamara is going on Moshe Tzvichel Guf. So Agamara is going on Rav Shimon and Moshe Tzvichel Guf is part. He'd be made in Agamara. It's a matter of halacha. The Rambam has the Moshe Tzvichel Chayim. Why did he bring Mappis Mursa for this Cheshire? But you're right, Agamar is not going. Agamar is going to like the man Yamazan to go his path to Avalos.
Why didn't the factor start?
Oh, so that's already, I can answer you, it just gets a little more complicated. But everyone follow till here? Everyone follow till here? What? Reb Chaim's side is that Mappis Mursa is Dav Hashem Misgav. And that the Rambam passes Dav Hashem Misgav in his mutter because it's like Nichalai. And this is, the stifler is a Hezber in the words of Reb Chaim. Whether this is exactly what Chaim meant, I don't think so. But it's a hezber in this mahalach of Mappis Morsa, and it's to me the most mustavadik of mahalach. If you look in the stipple, you'll see he has other cases. I mentioned to you two cases, the splinter of wood and the hot metal. Those two, I think, we all agree on the staff. He has more cases, which I think we can be mustafake on. But to answer Mappis Morsa, these two cases are enough.
But yes.
So it's not a malach at all. Why in the case of the metal is it a derabbanan? Why is it derabbanan says pater? It's a good question. Same thing. Why is mappis mursa only mutter bokum tzav? Mappis mursa should be mutter no matter what. Okay, I'll answer you. I just don't want to confuse. Till now, we've explained the yisayt. Yisayt is good. Why you need makom tzar, I would say. Rav Chaim says it's secretion delay nichalei. It's secretion delay nichalei, which the Aruch says is mutter. Rather than to say the Rambam holds like the Aruch and it's mutter, then you have a kasha, why only the makom tzar? I would have rather said that it blames a drabanim. I don't know why he poses the Aruch. I would rather say it remains a drabanim, secretion delay nichalei. And the makom tzar, that's why it's mutter. But I don't understand, not me. I mean, this is in the yeshiva belt. This is a problem with Reb Chaim. Why is Reb Chaim said? Reb Chaim is, his side is good. It's a double shade of Miskav. Once you say that, why does he add that the Rambam holds like the Aruch? And that's why it's Mutal Chadchil. You should just say, it's a Psegresh Alei Nichalei. It's a Drabbanon. And Mamakim Tzar will make it. So you could probably think of reasons why Reb Chaim didn't go that way, but at least Bashkafer Rishayna, that seems the better way to go. But this is the tumult. The tumult is over these words of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says these words, Mappis Mursa is Davar Shein Miskaven. Namalav Shein Tzichulgu. So Davar Shein Miskaven. Those words. Those words open up the whole tumult about why should Mappis Mursa be Davar Shein Miskaven. It happens to be that Tosfos on Vav and Aleph also called Mappis Mursa Davashen Miskavi. When Tosfos there brought Mappis Mursa, the big Tosfos, I skipped that part, he has the kash on the Aruch, that Mappis Mursa B'Shabbos, Dafka Mishum Tzar Pater Amutter, Avla Mishum Tzar Aser, Shvar the Aruch. The Aruch was talking about Davashen Miskavi, expression on Yechalot. It happens to be a Tosfos there also called Mappis Mursa Davashen Miskavi, which the Sfakta points out. And this whole Hezbo would be in the Rambam and in that Tosfos.
Is there
any way
of Davashen Miskavi?
Why?
It's
true, but the whole, in other words, if you would argue the whole is not a malach, I would agree with you. What he's saying is that it's missing a malach machshavas, and therefore it remains a drabah. Times you should say that's malach chilah, but just that was saying therefore it remains at least a drabah. Okay, this is the Reb Chaim and the disciples Hezber, and this pretty much closes the door on Davashen Miskavim. Don't start to forget it yet, because we're going to do Chazara next week on this whole Shabbos sugya, and hopefully you'll remember it. But first I'd like to finish the sugya to the bottom. There are two more sugyas, so to speak. One is this next case of Afasul Metalfalim, and then there's a little bit of Hilchas Yomtiv thrown in. Let's see for today Afasul Metalfalim. Totally, I have to change gears here. You know, we're talking about the Shabbos all along. Suddenly we go into Ksuvas. Ksuva. Let's see the Gemara's case, and we'll see what the Chiddush is. Rabbi Shari Lemilbo B'Tchilo B'Shabbos. Nice to show you Kachaya. Rabbi told the Chassan that he could do Bia Rishayna on Shabbos. Amri Lai Rabban. I like Ksuva Ksuvasa. Got a problem? They forgot to do a Ksuva. So someone asked me yesterday, what do you mean? I had a chuppah. They didn't have the kibbutz for anybody to read the ksuba. Like, how could you miss the ksuba? It's a kibbutz, right? To read the ksuba. But the truth is, nobody ever used to read the ksuba. Right? In the time of the Gemara, they did Erisin separately, and 12 months later, they did Nesuin. There's no reason to read the ksuba. A bit of hope. The reason we read the ksuba is because we make a hepstick between Erisin and Nesuin. So after Erisin is the putting on of the ring. And then the Shabbat brachas are the brachas nesuin. So we're going to have this Mordechai later in this parak. He says hilchach nagu that they call up the Shabbos to read the ksuba, just to make a hefsek, because you don't want to do one right after the other, two paragraphs after. So he says he used to call up the Shabbos that he should read the ksuba just to make a hefsek. Doesn't matter if he reads it right, if he reads it wrong. They could have read, you know, they could have read the newspaper too. The idea was just to make a hefsek. So mainly they read the ksuba. What? The reason it became a big kibbutz today is because the more words you get to say publicly, the bigger the kibbutz. I mean, it's a joke. That became the kibbutz. Like a shorter bracha is not as big a kibbutz as a longer bracha. So bracha achrita, which is the longest, became a bigger kibbutz. Why should bracha achrita be a bigger kibbutz? I don't know. But that's just the way it works. So that's how it happened. They didn't have a ksuba. What do you do? Amaluhu, I pursue metaphor. What does that fesul metaltalim mean? What?
That's what it means.
Give a metaltalim that are worth the ksuba, and that'll be a mashkin. And that's what. And now, you should know this comes up on Shabbos. Nowadays, it happens occasionally that people lose a ksuba. If you lose a ksuba, a married person loses a ksuba, he's not allowed to be boil his wife. Or calls a man, it doesn't have to be a rishayna, any bia is also. If you don't have a ksuba, you're not allowed to be boil. You're not allowed to be boil. And the Sfardim grad hold that even yichud is also. We passed in Yichud as Mutter, but Bia is us. So what happens is someone lost their Miksuba on Shabbos, so it'd be us of the Bia. So what happens if they want a Heter? So we do this Eitzah of Atfasul Metalpulim. What's Atfasul Metalpulim? That we give the woman Metalpulim, obviously you have to give her things that are not Mukhtza. On Shabbos you give her Metalpulim that have the value of the Ksuba. That's a mashkin until she gets the written ksuba. So they write in the ksuba. What? So all the Rishayim ask, you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. Not allowed to be kind of things. We already learned that you don't get married on Shabbos because you're not allowed to make a kinyan. So, you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. What? Alright, so the Ramban and the Ran answer that a Kenyan but Makim Mitzvah is Mutter. Kenyan but Makim Mitzvah is Mutter, and therefore you're allowed to be Kainan. The Rajba and the Ritva say that it's not a Kenyan goblin. That we don't give her the mashkin, we don't give her something she should pick up and be kaina. We just promise her whatever it is. She doesn't actually make a kinyan. We just tell her, if you want to collect, you can collect from this and that. And maybe she puts it in her room, but she doesn't. Holds the value of 100 pounds of silver. 100 pounds of silver fluctuates. It's today probably around $6,000. It's super. If you're in the house and you have to give your wife metaltalim worth $6,000. Where in the world are you going to get in your house $6,000 worth of metaltalim? Huh? She has a couple of human hair shaples. You can. But the thing is, a woman's own tachshitim don't count. A woman own. A woman's tachshitim, probably according to the Rambam, she owns anyway, which is that. So you have to give her something of yours that's worth $6,000. What? How do you give a car on Shabbos? Keys not worth $6,000. So what we do, Lamaisa, is we would do a kinyan chalitin. The husband would be makna to the wife. If they own a house, they'll be makna $6,000 worth of a house for the kinyan chalitin. If he owns a car, so he can be makna the car through chalitin. We'd have to find something to be makna to her for the kinyan chalitin, but you would have to do a kinyan. You can't give her the car any other way on Shabbos. But it doesn't have to be metaltalim. Just, I presume metaltalim is the best day, so give her things you have laying around. So you don't have things laying around that don't work. As long as it's a mashkin, it doesn't matter. The problem is that according to the terrors of the Ran and the Ramban, it's good. A kinyan is mutter. According to the terrors of the Rashba and the Ritva that they added, Rashba and the Ritva, that a kinyan is still aser, so then a kinyan is aser. If you have a tafelim, promise it to her. Otherwise, to do a kinyan would be a problem. So this is a nafkamina between the two sheaves. Question: how do we paskin in Hilchis Pidyon HaBen? Says that we're not paida. We don't do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. You never do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, right? Why don't we do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? Why don't we do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? What's wrong? What? So it's a Kenyan. The Kenyan, so why don't we do Atfasul Metalkal? Why don't we do the same thing? Give the Kenyan, give the Kayan some Metalkalim as a Mashkin. Why don't we do that? So if you look at Lukas Pidyon HaBen, of Shlomo Eger and the Gilyan, there's a Gilyan Marsha. The Gilyan Marsha in Yeridaya is not the Marsha from the back of the Gemara, it's from Shlomo Eger. And Rosh Lomega asks, why do we do Atfasul Metalkalim just like Yerim Subis? He says, because you would have to do a Kenyan. You would have to do a Kenyan. Sounds like the Rajman the Ritva, right? So in our Gemara, you don't do a Kenyan. But Pidyon HaBen, if you don't do a Kenyan, then the kid is not toddly. So there you have to do a Kenyan, so therefore it does. As Rosh Lomega says, the reason we don't do a Pidyon HaBen is because you would have to do a Kenyan, and you can't do a Kenyan, so. So Rav Maisha, Nigris Maisha asks the Kasha that what about like the Ran and the Ramban who hold that a Kenyan is Mutl Tzarech Mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen is a Mitzvah Daraisa. So Rav Maisha asks, what about according to the Ramban and the Ram, why don't we do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? Because it's a Kenyan, you're allowed to do a Kenyan on Shabbos. Ah, you can use silver coins, so do what for Suma Tapalim, you don't have to do a Makif Tav coins. So Rav Maisha says that Mistam, Shat and Duran and the Ramban, who say B'makam Mitzvah it's Mutter, they only mean that for Tzarchei Shabbos, Tzarchei Einik Shabbos it's Mutter. For Zaytik and Mitzvahs, we're not going to be mad here. The kinyan is mutter for tzarchei anik shatz. But for anything else, it's not mutter. Ramesha is in Arachayim Gimel, Tshuva Mem Dalim. Mem Dalim. So Akoponim, this is the sichsuch about kinyan, which we spoke about briefly when we talked about, oh, Tuchayra Raya to Ramesha, I just realized, marrying an almana, not marrying an almana on Shabbos, or according to some, even not get married at all on Shabbos, those some say out kinyan. It's also a mitzvah. Also a mitzvah. Could be that Shabbos took a mitzvah.
Or
there is, because it'll be matabia. So the kash is still a kash. It'll be matabia. Instead of Shabbos starts from getting married, more than a pinyan aven. Yeah, they also feel good about it, but the mitzvah aspect is not. Akoponim, this is what the Rishonim told me about. Rambam has an interesting shita. Rambam's shita is that you don't need a shtar ksuva. You don't really need a shtar ksuva at all. You don't need a piece of paper. You need to be mechayiv yourself. You need to be mechayiv yourself, but you don't need an actual shtar. So our Gemara is like the Rambam or not like the Rambam? What? You said?
Like the Rambam.
The Mordechai in the back says that our Gemara is a riot to the Rambam. Because if you need a shtar, so here there's no letter to help out the Sumatapla. So from our Gemara is a riot that the shtar is just a shtar riot, just a riot that you have to. You don't actually physically need to have the shtar ksuva. Even if you don't have the shtar ksuva, it would also be good. Because siyat ksuva tafel is good enough. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that in a place where everyone writes a ksuva, the shtar is ma'akim. In a place where the minig of everybody is to write a ksuva, so then it's ma'aki, because people are not, a woman is not going to ask unless she gets the ksuba. Which means that in the etzem lomdis, you don't need a shtar. Just you need that a man should be mechayiv himself to his wife. You have to have edim that he's mechayiv himself, but you don't need a shtar in lomdis. In a place where everyone writes a shtar, so a man's going to promise his wife and not give her a shtar, or by some chedaita, she feels, so why didn't you give me a shtar? So therefore you need a shtar. But if it's Shabbos and you lose the shtar, at Pesuma Tafelim, so she does have a Gemir Stas. On Shabbos, you can do without the shtar. The only reason we always say you need a shtar is because if you need, why did you give me a shtar? There's something wrong, must be in that sincere. But if it's Shabbos, the shtar is lost, and at Pesuma Tafelim, there, without a shtar is good. But it's not a right to everywhere else, because in the normal case, we pass, you don't need a shtar. Mokim Shakai Shtar, you do need a shtar. So we pass him that you do need the shtar ksuva. Okay. So we get tomorrow to the sugya of Yom Tov, Yitzchak.